What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. What's going on, guys? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle. On today's episode, we have Sam Bakhtiar. What's going on, bro?
What's up, Alex, man? Thank you so much for having me on the show, bro.
Man, thank you for jumping on. I know you have a bunch of shit going on. It means a lot that you took the time to speak to us today. From entrepreneuring to being an author to traveling the world speaking, you got a bunch of shit going on, man. What's up?
Well, you know what? That's the only way to be, man. You know, I didn't come in this earth just lay down and just watch TV. You know, to me, you know, having stuff that you look forward to is life. You know, you got to get up every morning. You have to have a purpose. You have to strive towards something. And if you don't do that, man, you might as well just lay down and die.
Hell yeah. Now, let's tell everybody about you, bro, your business. What are you most known for right now? Where would they have heard from you from?
So I own the Camp Transformation Centers. We are an international franchise, over 125 locations and growing. You know, that's my gym business. And I own a couple of supplement companies, you know, Mayo Sport, which you may have heard of, and also 1% Life. You know, those are some supplement companies that I own.
Now, so you've been in the fitness industry your whole life, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, my whole life. Yes, since I was 11.
Shit. At 11 years old, you knew you wanted to be in fitness. Like, you knew it without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
That's why shit has worked for you, though, because you did something that you love. Because people chase bread, but it's cool to chase bread, but you're passionate about it, man.
Well, that's the only thing I'm good at, according to my wife. You know, my wife says, you know what, you know, they wanted to hang up a picture on the wall, and the shit comes crooked. You know, so I know health and fitness. I know human performance. I know how to get people in shape. I know how to lose body fat and gain muscle. That's what I study all my life. That's what I love to do every single day. I'm a gym rat. I'm in the gym every single day. And I strive. And I'm also a personal development junkie. You know, I always want to improve in all areas of life.
Yeah. Well, that's eventually what you have to get to. Eventually, you know, when you start off in entrepreneurship, or at least I'll speak for myself. When I started off, my number one thing was output. Like how much output can I have so I could make sure I know how much money is going to come back in. But at the end of the day, you know, that no team, no sleep, and that not eating on time and skipping meals and not taking care of yourself and that craziness that a lot of people encourage you to do is not healthy and it doesn't work out. And it just goes to show that self-development is something that you can't ignore on your journey to entrepreneurship, whether you realize it on day one or whether you realize it 10, 15 years in, you're going to have to do it at one point anyways. So you might as well get started sooner rather than later. Now, everybody here is listening, so they can't see what I'm seeing right now. We're on a video call right now, and you have like fucking 2,000 books behind you. So you stay busy learning, man. You educate yourself a lot.
You know, the difference between us humans and any other species is the fact that we get up every day and we have a chance to improve. A dog 300 years ago was the same dog that it is today. You know, a rat 300 years ago was the same rat. An elephant is the same elephant. You know, we humans are not the same humans we were 5 years ago. I mean, look at how the technology changes and how we change everything. I mean, you know, we invented the plane. Rabbits didn't do that, right? Yeah. So, and for you to not to take advantage of that, your God-given ability to be able to think and get better and transform yourself and transform everyone else around you, then I think you're disrespecting God.
For real. Now, we met at NetCon, okay? Yeah. We met at NetCon in Los Angeles, so shout out to Simon. Shout out to everybody that put that thing together. That's where we initially connected, and we wanted to get you on the podcast. Mainly, I'll tell you why. Because I didn't know much about your businesses before. I found out about your businesses through your content, which is important, and people overlook that. I had no idea who you were a few months ago. And then I started seeing your content. I started seeing consistency in your social media. And more than consistency, I started seeing quality by who you had on the podcast or the videos that you were doing, by the setting. You have a pretty dope setting for your videos, by how you speak, how you elaborate everything. From a content creation perspective, not even knowing about the brand, not even knowing about the products or never even try the products, just from seeing the content and just from seeing you express yourself and speak at a location where I was at, I definitely knew that people would be able to benefit from it because you're one of the many people and one of the few people actually in the industry that takes content as seriously as they should be taking it, because not only does it scale your personal brand, which is, I know, is important to you, but it continues to grow your businesses. It continues to help you as an author. It continuously helps you with franchises. It continuously helps you for your nutrition companies. It's something that becomes a flow that can't be stopped. So it's pretty cool that you have that going on, man.
Alex, content is business.
Yep.
And you know, people have to understand, man, you have to take your content very, very seriously, because at the end of the day, that's your business. That's your personal brand. Your personal brand is always your business. I don't care if you own an agency, successful agency such as yourself. I don't care if you own gyms like me. I don't care if you are a bum later on, aspiring bum. You know, sooner or later, your content is what's going to, you know, separate you from the world, man. And especially in this day and age when, you know, you can post content and anybody in the world can see it, that becomes your resume. And if you're not constantly building your resume and building your reach, man, then you're dying.
Hell yeah. Now, what I've seen you on IG. That's where I've seen you. Are you putting time into any other platforms right now that are working for you? LinkedIn, TikTok?
You know what? You know, I just signed up for TikTok, so I'm putting a little bit of time in there. Most of my effort is going on IG right now, you know, YouTube, and LinkedIn is on my list to start actually doing more with it, man. So I'm not very familiar with it,
yeah.
But getting on that, you best believe, is actually part of my 2020 goals.
Yeah, LinkedIn has been great for me. I used to ignore it before. I think I didn't realize the power of the platform.
Yeah.
Not only from the advertising perspective, but you know, from the back end too, if you want to connect with people on Sales Navigator, connect with high level people, make lists for outreach. It's very, very important towards growing a business.
Yes.
The thing is, bro, and I mean, I'm sure you know this, it's hard to keep up. Every day some new shit comes out. Every day this new platform is very important, and we just need to be on it. And we only have so many hours in the day, and we only have so much shit that we could do.
Okay? Absolutely, man. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to, you know, dedicate so certain amount of time to a certain thing. And after that, you can't get to everything. And you can't also get shiny object syndrome every single day when something new comes out. You got to stick to one thing, become the best at it, but still be aware of the surrounding around you. You know, you can't be all closed-minded and closed off totally, because, you know, just like the beginning of Instagram, where everything was amazing, people got millions of followers like that. You know, if you were an early adopter, you would have been there already, you know, and you always have to kind of keep your vision open, you know, for new things, but don't be having shiny object syndrome. It's like a fine line, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, specifically as a marketer, because people always have opportunities for me. People always have this great opportunity, and I'm going to give you equity and this and that. Like, look, I have my projects already. I'm not going to let that previous mindset that I had before, that I didn't want to miss out on shit. I didn't want that fear of missing out. I wanted to be part of the next thing. When you have talent, and you guys got to recognize this for you guys listening, when you have talent, people are going to recognize that talent, and people, you're going to be like a magnet. People are going to be reaching out to you, asking you, inquiring, and you're going to have to know there's a very big, big power in the word no. Not to disrespect people, not to be an asshole, but in just recognizing your value and recognizing sometimes when you need to remove yourself from the situation or not even engage in a situation to be dealing with what comes after that. And you could read many books about it. Never Split the Difference is a great book about that. The Untethered Soul is a great book about that. Sam, you have a ton of books there, man. Is there any books on self-development and entrepreneurship that are your go-tos that you usually recommend to young entrepreneurs?
Well, we're talking about not getting shiny object syndrome. So one of the best books on that is The One Thing.
Oof. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, I love that book. You know, Start With Why, Simon Sinek is a great book. To me, Relentless was a great book. Be Obsessed or Be Average, you know, is a great book. The Laws of Success, is a great book. There's so many great books out there. It's just for you not just to read it and be able to apply it to your life is what matters the most.
Alrighty, hustlers, let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn. All right, guys, so let's talk about tools that are actually going to help you build your business, tools that I'm using right now. One of them is HoneyBook. Are you starting a new business? Do you have multiple clients? HoneyBook provides everything you need to manage your business efficiently.
Whether you are an entrepreneur, photographer, consultant, or designer, HoneyBook is an all-in-one business management platform that lets you streamline your business, look professional with clients, and get paid fast. Combine your invoices, contracts, and payments all in one platform. You can access HoneyBook on desktop or on the mobile app. Go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex to get 50% off.
Jason Stone here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Yeah, it's kind of like events, right? So we go to events and so many people go and then they listen, but then they leave and they don't apply shit. So it's like, dude, like you have to get to work after learning. You have to put that knowledge to use to power. Do you read every day?
I read 4 or 5 days a week.
Okay, cool. I try to, look, I spend at least 2-3 hours out of my day learning something, not necessarily reading, but taking a course or speaking to mentors or advisors, or just trying to learn something new in general to keep me up to date in my industry. Do you spend a specific amount of time reading every day? Like, do you do time blocking on your schedule? How does your routine go?
I live and die by my schedule.
Okay.
You know, every single minute and every single day of my calendar is full of what I call highest and the best use of my time.
Dope. Okay, I feel you. Do you make use of any like we use Asana, Slack, all these platforms to keep track of teams specifically because, you know, I work from home most of the time, where if I'm on the road speaking at events, I'm working on the road. So I need to be able to keep track of my team system, making systems for my business that allow me to remove myself should I ever need to, have been a catalyst in the growth of my business, because before my business didn't operate unless I was there. And what kind of business is that, right? Eventually, I mean, if you want to have true wealth and true power, you want to have the time to be able to think, to be able to strategize. And you're not going to have that time if you're constantly busy and bogged down with work. So that was a big, big change for me. Do you have any tips when it comes to that? I know you run a big team and it must be a lot of shit that goes through your head throughout the day.
Well, the most important thing is, you know, for you to be able to delegate the right thing to the right people. And that's the most important hard part. Once you delegate the right thing to the right people, then you let them take care of it. You have to trust them. That doesn't mean that you fully trust them. You trust them, but you verify.
Trust and verify.
You know, you can't just let somebody just do everything. You got to let them do their own thing, but you got to verify every once in a while that they're doing what you want them to do. I always say, inspect what you expect in life.
Yeah, because a lot of people and a lot of leaders, like, and me included, it's happened to me before for a fact. I've hired people, haven't gotten the results that I wanted. I'm upset. I point the finger. I blame them. Their fault, whatever. But then, you know, when you look back, you start seeing patterns like, shit, you know, things haven't been going very well. Like, I'm getting a lot of inconsistent people, which to a lot of people's defense, it happens. But most of the time, it's you. Most of the time, you don't have the right system.
All the time, it's you. Most of the time, 99% of the time, it's you. Because, you know, listen, man, at the end of the day, if you were the leader of your company, you know, you have to take responsibility for every single thing. You either didn't hire the right person, you know what I mean? Or you didn't train them correctly, you didn't support them correctly, or you didn't set correct expectations. You know, you can't, it's all comes down to you. There's no such a thing as bad soldiers, only bad generals.
Hell yeah, man. I found that out the hard way. I was young, started my agency, and we did pretty well. About 2 years in, we had 17 employees and 3 offices, but I had no idea what I was doing. I was a kid and I had so many things to learn about, and I had to learn about so many things that weren't taught to me back in school, and that honestly, life just teaches you as you go.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're a successful guy, bro. You know what kind of shit business is. It's not what everybody makes it look like on social media, that it's always a breeze. Shit goes down sometimes and you got to be ready for it. And sometimes you don't feel like working. And sometimes you don't feel like getting fucking interviewed by some kid in Miami. Like, sometimes shit happens, bro. You get me? And sometimes we're in a mindset that we need to get ourselves out of that mindset. We're human beings too. And we can't expect for everything to always be perfect.
You know what? When everything is perfect, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel right. You know, it's kind of like, I don't, you don't have any kids. I think, you know, you're too young. But whenever my kids are quiet, I know they're doing some fucked up shit. You know what I mean? When I can't hear them, like they're doing some fucked up shit. Oh my God, what's going on? Let me go upstairs. And sure enough, they're quiet, but they're also the upstairs all messy. You know, there's shit everywhere, right? When my kids are making noise, when I'm oh, look at their kids. Well, business is a kid. When the business is having a little bit of issues here and there and there, and then that's what's wrong. When a kid business, there's no business that has no issues. There's no way. There's not one business right now that hasn't has an employee that's not, you know, underperforming, you know, has everything's going smoothly. You know, all the receivables get paid on time. All the collectibles are getting paid. No, this is just business, man. Life is, you got to expect that.
Absolutely. And not only business, right? Which is something that I know that you're going to have a great comment to, which is education, right? You're a seriously educated dude, bro. Like you've done a lot of shit. You have a doctorate. Okay. You've been doing this for a while. You have a bachelor's degree from Pennsylvania State University. You went to Los Angeles College of Chiropractic. Like, you know about wellness, you know about your industry. That's why you say what you say. I have 110 locations, 2 different supplement and nutrition companies. I read every day. I try to work on self-development. If you're listening to this, I know it's exciting to jump into the world of entrepreneurship because of what we see on social media, but do not overlook the importance of educating yourself. Okay. Whether it's a trade school, whether it's college, whether it's an intensive program you have to go through, a mentorship, do not think that just by jumping into the rat race and running around in circles and getting a nice logo and a nice website and a potentially winning product, that's going to be everything. That's only part of the formula. The other part of the formula that people don't like to talk about is the hours and days and decades that Sam has spent studying to get a doctorate, to be able to have 110 locations, to be able to do what he does. So it's very important that you guys understand that. Sam, where can we find you on social, brother?
You know, my name is Sam Bakhtiar, SamBakhtiar. Just Google me. All my stuff is the same. You know, my website, my social, everything is the same.
All right, you guys, you heard it here. Sam Bakhtiar, Hustle Inspires Hustle. This is Alex Green. See you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with 1N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.